And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Make sure when you're mentioning me on Twitter, at Ray Higdon, use the hashtag AskRay so that we see your question. All right, today's question comes from Jen Weatherman. Jen Weatherman asks, when you have a team of over 100, how do you keep up with the ones who say they want to work it? Some are in my other levels, but their uplines are slacking. Okay, great. So your ideal situation in network marketing is to locate people who actually want to work. Now, it's great that you, at least it sounds like, that you're vaccinated from the idea that everyone will actually want to work. Okay, many people will join, few will take action, even fewer will decide to lead. So you should not be trying to corral upline into doing their job, because most won't. What you want is you want people in any of your levels to want to work. And you know that is who you work with. So a couple things. One, be an events and tools driven team. So utilize tools for training, for just to help people, push people to events, because that's very leveraged. When you get your entire team to an event, they're all getting filled up with motivation, with inspiration, with tactics and strategies, and in some companies at least. And that's a very leveraged way to work with your team. As far as the people that actually want to work it, give them homework. All right, so if someone says, I want to work it, say, all right, great. I want you to go out. I want you to prospect, your 10 people on your list, or, 10 cold people, if that's how your team rolls, and come back to me and report back the results. Now, many of them that say they will work will never come back and report the results, okay? And that's fine. You want to work with people who aren't just saying they want to work. You want to work with people that are actually doing the work. And what you'll find is it's amazing that you will be able to manage that group of people. And pretty soon, if they're going to work, they're then going to be working with their team, requiring less and less of your time. Okay. Now, one thing to point out in regards to this is you want to make sure that you are managing your time appropriately. Don't be fooled. If someone comes to you and says, hey, I want to go to work, just teach me everything to do, don't go through 4 hours of training. You need to push them through some kind of resource, some kind of fast start, some kind of something to lay down the groundwork, and then from there, assign them homework and see if they're going to actually play. That would be my suggestion. Another suggestion would be to have a centralized Facebook group or whatever kind of group you want, where people can ask their questions, they can get answers. Don't be the mother hen. Don't be the person that is answering all questions. That just isn't going to work. And I want to point out, you're saying, how do you handle a team of over 100? Well, how do you handle a team of over 100,000? Okay, like I work with guys that have teams of over 100,000. In fact, one of my friends and someone who's going to speak at our next mastermind retreat, they have a team of over 1.2 million people. Okay, so if you need to embrace the power of tools, resources, working with those that want to work, so that you can have that kind of possibility. Because if you're struggling with a team of 100, you'll never get to 1,000. So just realize you gotta learn how to work with those that are actually working, not just saying it. And you can give them homework and then hone in on the people doing the work, doing the effort. And it's amazing how it will work out for you. So there you go, my friend. Hopefully that helps you. And also, if you need a tool to help your team, feel free to visit rayhigdon.com/HBFS. It stands for Home Business Fast Start. That's rayhigdon.com/HBFS. Hopefully that helps you, and I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.